Rupam sagrajatam sahagana rakhuna tanvitam tam sajivam sadvaitam savadhutam parijana sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakandvitam Stam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. I'll just go on speaking now, as we're a little behind schedule here. Continuing discussion of Vyasadeva. We in the Gaurīya Sampradaya, the Sampradaya coming from Chaitanya Mahāprabhu, count ourselves among the followers of Vyasadeva, and as all the various schools who claim allegiance to Vyasa say, we also claim that the teachings that Vyasa gave are best represented or properly represented in the Gaurīya Sampradaya. Others would contest that. I mean, apart from the non-Vaishnava schools, who numerically constitute the majority of those who claim to be Vaidikas or followers of the Vedas, among those who are Vaishnavas, the Gauriyas, their explanations are considered to be unorthodox. The whole Sampradaya is considered by those who consider themselves orthodox, especially the more orthodox members of their Sampradaya, tend to think of the Gaurīya Sampradaya as somewhat odd. Although the Gaurīya Sampradaya, more than any other, and brings the message of the Srimad Bhagavatam, which Jiva Goswami of the Gaurīya Sampradaya has established, is the ultimate contribution of Srila Vyasa, or Srila Vyasa himself. Srimad Bhagavate Mahamuni Krite Kimba Parai Rishvaraha. Mahamuni Vyasa himself establishes within the Bhagavatam that the Bhagavatam is his ultimate contribution. And the Bhagavatam, among other shastras given by Vyasadeva, establishes that Krite Yadhyayato Vishnum Tritayo Yajato Makai Dvapare Paricharyayam Kalo Tadhari Kirtanat, that the worship of Vishnu, which is the purpose of the Vedas, the purpose of Vyasa's contribution, was performed in the Krita Yuga or Satya Yuga by meditation, in the Treta Yuga by sacrifice, in Dwarapa Yuga by deity worship, and in Kali Yuga by Hari Kirtan, by congregational chanting of the holy names of Krishna. So that is certainly, a speciality of the Gaurīya Sampradaya. No other Sampradaya gives so much stress, not only theoretically, but practically, on the chanting of the holy names. We also find in Vyasadeva's Srimad Bhagavatam, of course Srimad Bhagavatam is also that's been established by Jiva Goswami as eternal. Vyasadeva has given that to us. Krishna Dvaipayana Vyasa has given that to us in this Kali Yuga. So there we also find Krishna Varnam Tvisha Krishnam Sangopangastra Parshadam Yagyai Sankirtana Prayar Yajanti Hisumedasaha. That in Kali Yuga, people who are intelligent, which isn't very many, because in Kali Yuga, Prayan Alpayasha Sabhya Kalavasvin Yogejanaha Mandasumanda Matayo Manda Bhagya Hyupadruta. In Kali Yuga, people are miserable in every respect. Their character is miserable. Their consciousness is miserable. Everything about them is miserable. And they're stupid to boot. Even if they have any spiritual inclination, which is uncommon, then they get cheated also. And they don't live very long. So, all in all, Kali Yuga is miserable. But anyone who has any intelligence in Kali Yuga worships Krishna, who appears in this Kali Yuga as a Krishna, not Krishna. Appears in different form. And is always chanting the name of Krishna. They worship him by Sankirtan. So this indirectly establishes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who established in the world the Yuga Dharma of Hari Sankirtana. So people, they may not accept this, but if we are to accept the Srimad Bhagavatam, then who else can this refer to if not Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Must refer to him. There's no one else who has. He is the one who has done this, who has established Hari Kirtan in the world as the Yuga Dharma. And there are so many internal evidences in the Srimad Bhagavatam of this Kirata, for instance, Kirata Hunandra Kulinda Pulkasha Abhira Gandha. How's that verse? Abhira? Shunga Yavanaka Sadaya Yene Chapapa Yadapashraya Shudyanti Tasmai Prabha Vishnave Namaha. Sukadev Goswami, in praising the glories of powerful Vishnu, he's powerful, he creates, maintains, and destroys millions of universes, but his power is even more so established that by his devotees, just by his devotees, then all the low class people of the world can be uplifted. Or that means in all different parts of the world. This here refers to what would in modern parlance would be called Germans, Chinese, Greeks, Turks, Europeans in general. So all such people who have fallen, they can be uplifted. So that's practically happened. It didn't happen previously. It didn't happen in Satya Yoga or Treta Yoga or Dwarpa Yoga, but it's happening now. So the proof of Srimad Bhagavatam, of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the proof, what is the proof? The proof is all of you chanting Hare Krishna in this fallen Kali Yuga, that people are seriously taking to spiritual life by chanting the names of Krishna. The proof is that all over the world people are doing that. That is only possible by genuine spiritual potency. Kali, as it stated in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Kali Kale Dharma Harinama Sankirtana. Kali Kale Yuga Dharma Nama Sankirtan. Krishna Shakti Bina Nahi Thar Pravartan. Hindi Anubad Ho Raha Hai Piche. Aap jo abhi sab aaye hai, jo angrezi nahi samajhte, aap jara sa piche jaye. Hindi Anubad Ho Raha Hai Waha Par. So the Gaudiya Sampradaya is considered unorthodox by those who don't go very deeply into the matter. It's not that difficult to understand that the Gaudiya Sampradaya, the Sampradaya of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is revealing the actual purport of Srimad Bhagavatam. But in more than one way, it's not just the chanting of Hare Krishna. Of course, Hare Krishna chanting is perfect and complete. So when we say it's not just the chanting, that doesn't mean to minimize the chanting. But apart from the chanting of Hare Krishna that is going on all over the world, which substantiates the validity of the Hare Krishna movement, the Shastric validity, there is another very important way. That is that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his teachings, they are of the worship of Radha and Krishna. And particularly focused, or the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu have brought out the feelings, intimate feelings that Radha feels for Krishna, as is expressed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Aslisya va padaratam pinashtuma madarshanan marmahatam karotuva yatatata va vidatatu lampato mat prana nathastu sa eva napara. This feeling of total attachment, not one that is conceptualized or formulated in one's mind, but a completely spontaneous, natural attachment to Krishna, that even if you trample me underfoot, even if you mistreat me in the worst possible way, I will remain attached to you under all circumstances. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha Bhava Dyuti Suvalita. He is Krishna, Radha Bhava Dyuti Suvalitam Nomi Krishna Swarupa. Krishna with the bodily lustre and feelings of Radha. So now those who want to go by the letter of the law, this is actually, there's the letter and the spirit. This is discussion of the letter of the law and the spirit of the law. It actually goes back from biblical study. This is an English saying. Whether we should just take the exact literal meaning, or should we try to understand the inner implications. Well, in Srimad Bhagavatam itself, we find that Krishna tells Uddhava, Paroksha Vada Rishayo Paroksham Chamama Priyaha, that the indirect, or the rishis, they speak in indirect ways. And that's also very dear to me, which could leave a lot of speculation. But leaving the speculation aside, those who are actually scholars of Vedic literature, Jiva Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Baladevi Goswami, and so many great scholars, they have brought out the inner intent of Srimad Bhagavatam. That even though the name of Radha is not mentioned directly, but she's definitely there. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sampradaya aims at this, and yes, the worship of Radha and Krishna. And therefore we find in Chaitanya Charitamrita this, well, there are many amazing statements. Actually, all the statements are amazing, but all statements are amazing, but some are more amazing than others. One that may be very controversial. Actually, this is not composed by Krishna Das Kaviraj. It's spoken by Lord Shiva. Aham vedmi shukho veti vyasa veti na veti va bhaktya bhagavata grahya na medhya na chatika. In which Lord Shiva says that, speaking about the Bhagavata, that I understand it, Shukadev Goswami understands it, maybe Vyasadeva understands it. Maybe, maybe not. But anyway, the Bhagavatam, Lord Shiva continues, is to be understood through bhakti and not through one's intelligence nor by study. So this may seem to be an extremely audacious statement or even a blasphemous statement to suggest that Vyasa, he doesn't know what he's writing. So this is recorded in Chaitanya Charitamrita. The verse that comes, that actually that's originally that Sridhar Swami made his commentary on the Bhagavatam. The commentary that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted. And it was controversial. Controversy is nothing new. If you think that there's so much controversy in the Hare Krishna movement, well, it's the whole history of Vedic culture. It's controversy over different understandings, and it goes on and on, because different people try to establish their different ideas. Actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings that synthesizes everything. Anyway, let's get back to Sridhar Swami. Sridhar Swami had made his commentary, but not everyone was very happy with it. So that was given to Vishwanath. Not to Vishwanath Chakravarti. He's translating Vishwanath Chakravarti. Sridhar Swami came so long before. Vishwanath means in Varanasi. For him to give the verdict. So he gave the verdict, as he's done several times with various shastras, that aham vedmi shukho veti vyasa veti na veti va sridharam sakalam veti Sri Nrsimha Prasadanat. Sridhar Swami was a worshipper of Nrsimha, so Shiva, Lord Shiva, Vishwanath said that I know, Shukadev knows, maybe Vyas knows, maybe he doesn't know, but Sridhar, he knows everything by the mercy of Nrsimha, the worshipable deity of Sridhar Swami. So then this verse was included, modified somewhat, included in Chaitanya Charitamrita with the general principle that the Bhagavatam can be understood not simply through scholarship and not simply by applying one's intelligence, but by bhakti. One is blessed to know. As Vyasadeva himself has stated, yasya deve para bhakti yata deve tata garo tasyaite katitahya tapakashante mahamana. One who has full faith, or one who has full bhakti, devotion to Guru and God, to him all the purports or imports of Vedic knowledge are revealed. So, this was given by Lord Shiva. It may sound very controversial, but in Bhagavatam, Vyasadeva has stated that Lord Shiva is the greatest Vaishnava. And Lord Shiva, he says, well, maybe Vyasa knows, maybe he doesn't. So, what is the purport of this? Well, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sampradaya claims, and we as his followers certainly accept that unconditionally, but we should also understand the claims that what is implicit in the teachings of Vyasa has been made explicit by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What is not stated by Vyasa has been stated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his followers. We find the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu have written dramas and works on Krishna Leela. We don't find these Krishna Leelas in the Shastra given by Vyasa. So, but it is the conclusion. If we take Vyasa's teachings to their full conclusion, then it should come to this point. Sri Madhvacharya has very strongly established the personality of Godhead in opposition to those who claim that the ultimate is absolutely non-differentiated. Madhvacharya has established the personality of Godhead, but the implications of the personality means that, and the implications of him being the supreme enjoyer, that is developed in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings to the full extent. Why should he be limited by any laws or morality conceived from our mundane platform, or laws or morality that are suitable for regulating this madhouse of the material world? Why should Krishna be constrained by that? So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings, they can be understood that they give the what is unspoken by Vyasa. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has spoken that. And actually, it should not be spoken here and there. It's secret and intimate. The private life of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, it's not meant to be spoken everywhere, but it should be spoken somewhere. Because if it's not spoken at all, then no one will know. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has spoken that which is unspoken. Vyasa, he didn't, of course, that stated that Vyasa, in his, he's given indications of that. Yes, Krishna Bhavanam, Trisha Krishna, Then elsewhere there, in Shastra, there are indications of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance. But he hasn't... made it. He hasn't brought it out very clearly. There's a purpose for that. The very purpose of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's avatar is that he comes deliberately as an avatar, but as a covered. He doesn't behave, in many ways he doesn't behave as a Vishnu avatar, because he's taking the role of a devotee of Krishna. So everything in that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the purpose of his avatar, why it appears to not follow Vyas, it may appear like that, but in actuality is the fully blossomed teaching of Vyas, all this can be understood. It's not a concoction. It can all be understood by, and it has been explained by the Gaurīya Acharyas. So, Vyas, does he know or does he not? Well, that he didn't state it very clearly, that seems to express some doubt. Of course, Lord Shiva, one possibility is that being on the level of the very high level up with Vyas, so it may be that he's joking a little. You see that Vyas, he wrote so many things. How to go to the moon, how to get sons, how to kill your enemies, how to cure your diseases, how to worship different demigods. So many things Vyasa wrote. Most of the things he wrote are pretty stupid, actually. And not well from... Oh, they're written... Sorry, I'll retract that statement. They're written for pretty stupid people. The Vedas are for stupid people. They're actually for the most intelligent people, but they're presented in a way to appeal to the most stupid people, and the most stupid people think, this is very good. By doing this sacrifice, I can get born in the heavenly planets and enjoy like a sophisticated pig. What is life in the heavenly planets? Living like a sophisticated pig. Very nicely enjoying sense gratification. So Lord Shiva may be joking. Or just like Narad Muni, he chastised Vyasa. What nonsense you've done writing all these Vedas. He only came to compile the Vedas. He did that, and Narad came and told him, what a nonsense you are. So, these are the difficulties of being Vyas. You do what you're supposed to do, you come to the world, and then you get chastised for it. But then he wrote Srimad Bhagavatam. So maybe Shiva's being a little sarcastic there. Or by saying maybe Vyasa knows or maybe he doesn't know. Or does he know fully? It's questionable, because Krishna is unlimited. And even Krishna himself doesn't know himself fully, or cannot understand himself fully, which is why he comes as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Vyas has established the Vedas, but then what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is given is beyond that which is normally, or it's actually the fulfillment of, but in other words, beyond that which is normally considered the Vedic teachings. And if we say this again, some people are going to be very upset, because they think, well, you can't go beyond. Veda means everything. But then again, the Veda, the subject matter is Krishna. Krishna is unlimited, and particularly his appearance as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is most secret. most difficult to understand for the very reason that it cannot be understood by brain power, nor simply by studying Shastra or hearing Shastra. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can be understood by bhakti, but that is specific bhakti. Those who are attracted to worship Krishna in a formal, ritualistic way, or in a manner of great awe and reverence, which is good. We should approach Krishna with awe and reverence, but to go beyond that, to the state of intimate dealings with Krishna, in which one can, that's described in Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna is playing with his cowherd boyfriends. Krishna is dancing with gopis. Krishna is chased with a stick by Yashoda Mai. So to come to that level, that kind of bhakti, that is not possible simply by Nahi Nahi Rakshati Dukrin Karane, that the Shankaracharya said, that we cannot understand everything simply by studying grammatical conjunctions or studying Sanskrit. So similarly, by a formal ritualistic approach to Krishna, that kind of bhakti does not give entrance to the intimate world of Krishna. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's cult is completely sustainable by intelligent discourse, but ultimately it goes beyond that. So Vyasa, does he know or does he not know? Yes, he knows everything. But nevertheless, there may be some things who the insights or the understanding that may be revealed by others. So what Vyasadeva has given, that has been revealed more by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his followers. So we worship Vyasa as the giver of the Vedic knowledge, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his followers, actually, in one sense, they're even more worshipable. Even Vyas can worship the Gauriya Acharyas, because even what he has given, but the inner understanding that has been given by the Gauriya Acharyas, followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jadi Gaurna Hoito Tabe Ki Hoito Kemane Dharitande Radhar Mahina Prema Rasha Shima Jagate Jana Toke. If Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had not come, Vasudev Ghosha sins. If he had not come, how could we sustain our life? The glories of Radha, which are the ultimate limit of Prema Rasa, who can have made that known to the world? Vyas didn't make it known. We're not denigrating Vyas here. We're here to glorify Vyas. But at the same time, that glorification will be complete if we see that what he has given has been fully explained and developed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his followers, which is, maybe, I'm speculating here, but Srila Prabhupada, followers of Srila Prabhupada, generally they don't like this word speculating, but in one letter Srila Prabhupada said that philosophical speculation, or that which is along the line of the Shastra, which trying to understand how the points are correct, or whereas mental speculation means that you just run wild with your imagination. So now I forgot the point I was going to say. Philosophically, we can speculate No, I lost it. I went off on a tangent and I couldn't come back to the point. What was I talking about? The Gaurya Acharyas. Yeah, I know, but what was I going to speculate about? Anyway, but I have to go back further. I went off too far. Yeah, so Vyasa gave the Shastra. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed that more, and I forgot what I was going to say. It came and it went. It'll come back again at some other point. That's why I have to write down the things all the time. The thoughts come and go. Maybe it wasn't such a good speculation. Mental speculation, not philosophical speculation. So even Krishna doesn't know everything about himself. He comes as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to learn more about himself. To learn, but learning isn't everything. To experience himself. Bhakti is ultimately an experience. Pratyakshavagamang dharmya. What is the proof of bhakti? Ultimately the proof is the experience of bhakti. Raja vidya raja guhya. Bhagavad Gita is the most secret knowledge. Why is it the most secret? You can find a copy of Bhagavad Gita anywhere. There are so many copies of Bhagavad Gita, but the experience of bhakti, which is the top, that is the topmost knowledge, that's not available to anyone. It's not available by any amount of study. One cannot get that. One actually has, that has to be personally experienced, and that experience is the topmost knowledge. So knowledge ultimately then leads to or gives way to the experience of the devotees, how they are engaging in the service of Krishna. So Vyasadeva, if he gave such a vast contribution, the Vedas, in Kali Yuga people cannot study all the Vedas, so there's a very easy system, chanting the names of Lord Hari. Rig Veda, Yajur Veda, Sama Veda, Piyatarvanaha, Adhitas Tena Yeno Dvam, Harir Ityakshara Dvayam. Who chants the two syllables, Hari? It's understood they've studied the complete Rig Veda, Yajur Veda, Sama Veda, and Atharva Veda. So what's left for Vyasadeva to do? To establish that we should chant Hare Krishna. And who is this Hari who we are chanting about? Who is that Hari? What are the names, forms, qualities, pastimes, devotees, paraphernalia, and dharms of that Hari that is established by Vyasadeva, and that we should chant Hare Krishna? But yeah, the acharyas coming from Vyas, they are in a sense more than Vyas in that they add to that, they clarify, they bring out the message of Vyas. Vyas has established who says the name Hari. They've studied all the Shastra. And then the Gaurya acharyas especially, they have given the understanding of chanting the holy names. It seems so easy, but just say Hari and then you know all the Vedas. But then we see that not everyone appears to be self-realized or learning in the Vedas, even though they chant the name of Hari. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has established the the science or of the understanding of the chanting of the names of Hari, and the import of that has been even more strongly preached and emphasized by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. Seeing so many people chanting the names of Hari but acting in a manner quite opposite to that which a chanter of Hari should chant. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur especially has strongly established this point that actual chanting of the name of Hari is the sevanmukh chanting. The chanting that is in the mood of service, with understanding, actual chanting, real chanting of the names of Krishna is not an activity affected by the vocal cords and the mouth and the lips. It's not a physical activity. But it is with full consciousness of Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead and of ourselves as His unconditional servants. That is actual chanting. And chanting that is performed with various incomplete, imperfect or offensive conceptions of who is Hari and of our position in relationship to Him, that does not constitute actual chanting of the Holy Name. So in this way, that which has been given by Vyas has been developed or explained in more detail and with greater understanding than Vyas himself gave directly. So in this way, we can say that our Gaudiya Acharyas, who are also called Vyas, they're representatives of Vyas, they're worshipped as Vyas, they have given what Vyas himself didn't directly give. So Vyasa Viti Na Viti Va. Did Vyas, what appeared in his mind by his meditation? Vyas is a Rishi, so the Vedic knowledge appeared in his mind by meditation after specifically after receiving instruction from Narada to compile the Shastra, which is describing the names, forms, qualities and pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So in his meditation, so Vyas in his meditation, he saw the Supreme Lord with his energies and he compiled the Srimad Bhagavatam. So what was revealed to him at that time he compiled in Srimad Bhagavatam. And later more was revealed, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed more, and more was explained by the Gaudiya Acharyas. So Vyas compiles the Shastra, which is like a great ocean, and the Gaudiya Acharyas, they take the jewels from that ocean. So we worship Vyasadeva, we worship all the Acharyas from Vyasadeva, and we make the bold claim, which we can substantiate, that our Acharyas are giving truths higher than Vyas personally expressed. It's not against the teachings of Vyasadeva. It's not denigrating Vyasadeva, but bringing out that which Vyas kept secret. So it is a bold claim, no doubt. But the proof is there, in that people in this Kali Yuga, coming from the worst backgrounds, are clearly coming to the spiritual platform. Bhakti Parishanubhava, Virakti Ranyatra. Bhakti means attachment to Krishna and detachment from everything else. So that's practically seen that those who take seriously to this process of Krishna consciousness, as given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, chanting the holy names of Krishna, then they develop these qualities. But it takes an honest person or a sincere person to appreciate this. Anarpita chiring chirat turunyavatirno kalo samarpiyatam unatajvala rasa swabhakti shriya hari purata sundara dyuji kadamba sandipita sada hridaya kandare spurituva shachinanda. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave that which had not been given for a very long time. The topmost resplendent rasa of devotional service unto himself. So, it is a bold claim. Once in a day of Brahma. There is so many vyasas come and go in a day of Brahma. But once Krishna comes, followed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then he reveals this. Which is not revealed by Vyas. So our worship of our worship of Vyasa, this is my philosophical speculation, that we observe the Vyasa Puja day not on the same day as, or the worship of Vyas we don't conduct on Vyas Purnima. We don't get mixed up with all those others. We don't mix up with all those who claim to follow Vyas, but their following is feeble at best. But we worship the individuals who are bringing the message of Vyas in this world. So that's what the gurus should do, is to convey the message of Vyas, and that which is given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is Vyas, he is the source of everything. So he has given teachings which may astonish even Vyasadeva himself. So yes, these are controversial statements. We should substantiate this. We should, some devotees should study and research these points and make presentations. They will be required. They're already required. They will be required more and more if we are to solidly establish Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings in the world for the benefit of the world. Then this will be required. The outline which I've touched on today, that requires to be substantiated by scholarly research. Everything cannot be understood by scholarship, but scholarship is also required. That's another mistake, to say that, well, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it's all just feelings, so don't bother studying anything. That's another misunderstanding. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching should be substantiated by Vedic scholarship, and convince the scholars that ultimately by scholarship alone you cannot understand everything. So this is required. Some devotees should take this very seriously, to study Shastra very deeply and make presentations on so many different topics to establish Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings. Life is short, we don't have much time. And people don't have much brain power. So some devotees may do that. Not that everyone may do that. Sometimes I thought that, well, In my youth, if I'd have studied more, I could have understood more deeply and served the mission in a better way. I never studied Sanskrit. But then again, I thought that, well, I spent my youth running here and there, or in various parts of South Asia, Southeast Asia, holding actually, those who are coming now, they can't imagine what it was like in those days when it was such a struggle in so many ways to establish the movement. But Krishna has their plans for everyone, and maybe at that time, if I had gone into, well, maybe I was too active, natured, and if I had done, I wasn't ready for that, or if I had tried that, I may have been bewildered by the dangers of scholarship, in which we find so many devotees, they become scholarly rascals. They're devotees, and then their scholarship turns them into a rascal, and they think they know more than Vyasadeva and more than Prabhupada, which means they just become a rascal. So it takes maturity in devotional service, also serious commitment in devotional service. But anyway, whatever position we may be in, should take that as Krishna's plan. Yasya deve para bhakti yata deve tata guru tasya aite katita yata prakashante mahama. Not everyone can know every shloka, not everyone's going to learn the whole Srimad Bhagavatam or the whole Bhagavad Gita verses, but if one can take the essence, one can be blessed with the understanding of the essence by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and all the acharyas, and that is the perfection of our life. We may be big scholars or may not be, but we should try to serve Krishna in whatever capacity we can, and try to understand also this, what is the position of the Gaudiya Sampradaya. Why are we in this movement? It's just someone came along and we happened to join it. We might have joined some other, there are so many Hindu groups. Why are we here? What are we doing here? We should try to understand this. Siddhanta bolya chitte na karaha alash eha hoite krishne lage surira manash. Try to understand, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, don't be lazy in trying to understand the teachings and the proper conclusions of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings, because by doing so, one's mind becomes strongly attached to Krishna. So we should all try to understand within our capacity what are the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And by serving his mission, we become spiritually advanced by his mercy. Yeah. Understanding doesn't come just by study. Understanding comes by the mercy of Krishna through the disciplic succession. Hare Krishna. Any question about this? You had some questions? I saw some piece of paper. Some questions are there? Someone's giving some questions online? You don't have a good enough connection. You had a question in the morning? Hare Krishna Prabhu. Thank you. Hare Krishna Prabhu says that in Italy recently some books were published in which Prabhupada's name was written and his divine grace was not written. You mean on the title, on the cover? The books written by... I see, it didn't put his divine grace. Well, that's not good. I mean, we know that Srila Prabhupada very strongly objected when some books were published. One book was published, his name was given as A.C. Bhaktivedanta. No Swami, no Prabhupada, no His Divine Grace. So Srila Prabhupada, he understood from this that the devotees were not in proper consciousness. So how can it happen nowadays? Well, Maya is going on every day, past, present and future. So don't be surprised. You've heard in the history books about the Jews being taken to the concentration camps and slaughtered. What about, never mind about the Jews in Croatia and Bosnia, very nasty activities in your country, in your lifetime. Very horrible killings, whole villages just shot dead. You wonder how that could happen in the past. It will all happen in the future also. You can write the history of the future. Jews being taken to, or someone else being taken to concentration camps, genocide, all these horrible things, they're coming. They've been and they're coming also. That is the history of the world. People are performing sinful activities and they will get the results. So it's not that, well, Maya was in the past, and it can't happen in future. During that, I saw some report during this newspaper report during this Serbo-Croatia, Bosnian, like there were like about four different parties, wasn't it? Four or five, it was almost Serbs, Croats, Bosnian Muslims, Bosnian Christians, and Croatian Serbs, and Serbian Croats, they're all... One day they're fighting on side by side, the next day they're fighting against each other. It's a complete mess. So some American newspapers, they wrote, well, how can this happen in Europe at the end of the 20th century? Because we're supposed to be enlightened. They're fools. They think it can't happen. Worse things are yet to come. Never mind about Hitler. There will come a time when the whole planet will burn. Sinners repent. Ananta Dev will, by the fire from his mouth, will burn. Lord Shiva on top will be dancing, and underneath Ananta will be burning, and the whole universe will go up in smoke. It'll all be burned. So, enough. Who cares about a little concentration camp? So, bad things are to come. Vyasadeva has given it all. Maya is there. We shouldn't think that Maya cannot happen. In one sense, we should not be shocked by anything, however bad things may be. We haven't seen many bad things in this lifetime. So many bad things may come. Yeah. I was talking about education and what not. Education and what not to do. Hmm? Sadhana Siddhi and Kripa Siddhi. What's the question? I couldn't understand. My position is Jagai Madai Hoite Muito Papishta Purishe Kit Hoite Muito Lakishta Jai Mora Nam Shune Tara Punya Koi Jai Mora Nam Loi Tara Papo Hoi. If anyone can actually say that Srila Prabhupada quoting these verses, that Krishna's Kaviraj writes that I am more sinful than Jaga and Madhai, lower than a worm in stool. Anyone who hears my name, their pious activities are diminished, and anyone who says my name becomes sinful. So Srila Prabhupada explained that he wasn't just writing this as a kind of poetic, artificial humility, but he really felt that. So I should say that. I mean, at least I should understand that. Or try to understand that. But Krishna's Kaviraj was from the most exalted, as he himself wrote, that Uttam Hoya Apanake Hinamane. That who is most exalted thinks himself the most fallen. So, what am I doing sitting on this big seat? Yes, of course, it's Prabhupada's mercy. That's obvious, isn't it? Is it Kripa Siddhi for them? Or is it Sadhana Siddhi? Well, it's not Siddhi in and of it. Take initiation is if you think just take initiation is Siddhi, you better read the books again. We're all dependent on the mercy of Krishna and his devotees. They tell us to perform sadhana, and if we don't, we get in a lot of trouble. We see the devotees who stop chanting Hare Krishna, they lose Krishna consciousness. They chant 16 rounds, then one day they miss, then another day they miss, they start chanting 8 rounds, I'm too busy, I don't have time, I don't have taste, and then they lose it altogether. Often devotees ask, that, well, he said, I'm chanting so many years, I don't have any taste. Anyway, go on chanting. What's the proof that you're getting an effect from that chanting? Definitely you're getting effect. We can see that by those who stop chanting. Those who stop chanting lose it altogether. So definitely, even if our chanting isn't up to the level that it should be or we'd like it to be, the effect is there. The minimum effect is that we're still going on in Krishna consciousness at all. Because if we stop chanting our rounds, even if the mind is going on a tour of the universe, which it shouldn't, while we're chanting, but somehow or other by that chanting, that at least sustains us. The sadhana is required, but what gives that any strength is the mercy of Krishna, which is coming through the acharyas. Jogata bichare kichu nahi pai tomara karunasha. That's our motto. Hare Krishna.